You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Two for you New Zealanders have a sound understanding of what brought the Crown and Māori together in the 1840 treaty, or of how the relationship played out over the following decades. That's what the New Zealand History Teachers Association think, and they've launched a petition calling for the House of Representatives to pass legislation that would make compulsory the coherent teaching of our own past across appropriate year levels in our schools. I spoke with the association's chair, Graham Ball, and started by asking him to explain his petition.
Well, it's a petition launched by the New Zealand History Teachers Association to call on the government to introduce, I suppose, a coherent framework by which all New Zealanders can be exposed to our colonial past, and that's, you know, roughly the 19th century, through their schooling. Now, where exactly that will occur and everything is something that can be sort of worked on after this Kaupapa has been accepted in principle. But that's the issue at the moment, is getting the government to acknowledge that really we need a coherent strategy for the teaching of our own history to our young people.
Where do we stand at the moment? Because I feel like there are definitely aspects of our history that I learnt really well, but there are parts that I had no idea about until I got to university. And I'm sure that for many people my age and older, that they'll have that same experience of learning bits and pieces. I mean, how is the system as it stands?
The system at the moment is essentially the guiding principle is luck. If you went to a school where for that school it was deemed important enough to teach aspects of New Zealand's colonial past, then they would have done it and probably done a good job. But it's very ad hoc. It is really left entirely up to departments and sometimes to individual teachers as to what they teach about our shared past, how much, how in depth. There is no guiding principle. So you can certainly emerge from school with a good understanding of New Zealand's colonial past. Equally, you can emerge and you know, with either a patchy one or no particular real understanding at all. And that's the problem, really. There is no coherence. It's strange, really, for a nation, any nation really, not to acknowledge and teach its own past. And we're a real outlier in that in terms of the countries that we like to compare ourselves to. So it's time to remedy this.
And why do you think this is how it's ended up? Do we know, how did this actually happen?
I think if we go back decades, it's colonial cringe, you know, that real history was British history or certainly overseas history. When we moved through into more recent decade under the old School C and UE systems, there was some attempt to do some New Zealand history, but again, it was very much optional. We did have at Year 13, once that sort of course came in, students could do, or schools and departments could choose to do either Tudor Stuart England, which the majority did, or 19th century New Zealand. Big schools could do both. So that's kind of where we're at. Once we got into NCEA, with all its advantages of a high autonomy curriculum where schools can be very responsive to the students in front of them, but there was, as part of that high autonomy, there was no prescribed content whatsoever or context. All you have to do is explore certain sort of concepts, like, you know, events have complex causes and consequences and so on, which is great. It's really good, except there's, again, that there is no coherence in terms of what might be taught about New Zealand history, and conceivably you could pass through your schooling without being exposed to it at all, and that's simply not good enough.
Is it about teachers being interested in the subject as well?
I think the issue is a bit of a chicken and egg. If you've gone through schooling yourself and not really been exposed to New Zealand's history, and then you've gone through university and your teacher training not being exposed to New Zealand's history, and then you've gone into a department where they're not, you know, New Zealand history is not really being taught particularly, what will happen is that you will, A, have no expertise in 19th century New Zealand history or colonial history. So that's immediately a barrier to taking it on. And secondly, you will have expertise and develop more expertise in Tudor Stuart England or whatever other topics and contexts you might do. And once you've got that expertise and developed it and deepened it, you know, your teaching definitely improves the more familiar you become with the content. It's pretty hard to then turn away from that and take on something new, particularly if there's no real coherent set of resources out there to help transition from one context through to colonial New Zealand history. So I understand, and I don't have any animosity or whatever towards schools and departments where it's not happening, because there are really good reasons for that and understandable reasons for that. Having said that, I think it does take a certain amount of willingness and courage and determination, I guess, for some schools and departments to make the decision. But if we had a coherent strategy, that would certainly make it much easier, including resourcing and professional development. So, we can go so far on our high autonomy model by ourselves, but I really do think that the government, the ministry, needs to step up here and take provide some of the framework by which we can do a coherent approach to our own past.
So how do we go about this? Is it some sort of kind of ground up revitalization, or do you just start it through secondary schools? Or it just seems like if you want to teach it properly, you'd need to start right from the bottom, and that might be a bit more complicated than just adding another paper to NCA, for example.
Exactly. I think if we can convince the government and the ministry to accept this kaupapa, then we need to move to the next step of talking about what is the best way to implement that. NZHKA has intentionally not talked about compulsion in its press releases and various things, because someone might have a better idea if we can get this sort of idea accepted, then when we start looking about how it could be implemented, someone might have a better idea than compulsion. Myself personally, I don't know how we can do it without it, but as I say, maybe someone's got a great idea. We can do a certain amount through NZHDA by encouraging teachers to include more colonial history in their programs, and we can try and provide resources. But I think really, if we're looking to have the sort of sea change that we're talking about here, that needs to be complemented, or at least that needs to be the groundswell, if you like, which I believe is building now, not just within the teaching community, but beyond it as well, to know our own history. That needs to be complemented by ministry policy as well and frameworks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.